Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh to the host and the listeners of Voice of the Cape FM. We as the Cape Town Ulama Board unequivocally commend the decisive and compassionate actions taken by various entities in South Africa regarding the recent arrival of Palestinian refugees in Johannesburg. This successful humanitarian effort amidst intense trauma and logistical complexity stands as a shining example of Ubuntu in action. We express our strongest condemnation of the authorities responsible for the initial inhumane conditions faced by the stranded Palestinians upon their arrival. We are appalled by reports that these passengers were denied basic necessities such as food and water while confined to the aircraft, and that foreign authorities deliberately withheld necessary exact documentation, aiming to obstruct their entry and excavate their suffering in South Africa. Furthermore, we are deeply disturbed by the accounts revealing that these traumatized individuals were not even aware of where they were being flown to, underscoring the coerced and chaotic nature of their displacement. This attempt to turn a humanitarian crisis into a bureaucratic nightmare is a moral outrage. We call upon South African government to investigate this matter thoroughly and hold accountable those who subjected these traumatized individuals to further indignity and distress. Deepest gratitude goes to all those who championed this cause. We salute Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman and the Gift of the Givers, whose pure humanitarian compassion swiftly resolved the initial impasse. We commend Jericho for demonstrating the political courage and moral duty required to prioritize human dignity. We also appreciate the crucial analysis and advocacy provided by Naeem Jinnah of the Afro Middle East Center, as well as the passionate support from the leaders like Pastor Nigel Branken and Sister Zahira Bam Ismail of Caring Women's Forum. We salute the media houses and all organizations and private citizens who stood in unwavering support of the stranded Palestinians.